Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
Like after the Tim show, I go on Mastodon and, you know, I say, hooray, I had a good time in the show, which is true. I always have a good time in the show. I will never lie. Fingers crossed. No. No, I always have a great time here because I live out in the country. And you the way Big Fatty spells it, Tim.
Yes.
And yes, hat tip to my big fatty. I love you, Big Fatty. Yes.
Yes. Hurry up. Francie, I think you're referring to Big Fatty saying, see you next Tuesday, right? In the country.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I live out in the country. The way Big Fatty spells it.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4596 of the BFO for Monday, the 22nd of
September
2025. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're at Rat World, and I'm gonna tell you what we were scheduled to do and about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, lazy riverers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Now, y'all, the way this is gonna work, I'm gonna tell you what the plans were when I left the villa. And then later on in the little show, you'll hear how things actually went. Y'all, on Sunday, we traveled to Rat World, and we were going to the Typhoon Lagoon Water Park. And then we were having supper with that Daniel Biba at the Yachtsman Steakhouse at the boardwalk. And y'all, then Monday's plans were, y'all, we were scheduled to go to the Animal Kingdom and spend, you know, it closes earlier than most of the parks, so we were going to switch over to the Magic Kingdom later in the day. And we wanted to see the new parade that they have there, Disney Starlight Dream the Night Away Parade. And y'all, we had dinner reservations over there in the Magic Kingdom at the Diamond Horseshoe Review. Y'all, it was a buffet. And y'all, coming up a little later, we'll see what actually happened. Big Fatty.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today in the Northern Hemisphere is the autumnal equinox. And y'all, it's called the first day of fall, and it happens today, Monday the 22nd. And y'all, if you don't know, y'all, I did not know what the equinox meant, and chances are you might not know that either. But y'all, an equinox is when the sun crosses what we call the celestial equator, an imaginary extension of Earth's equator line into space. And the equinox occurs precisely when the sun's center passes through this line. And y'all, I did not know that, but y'all, it is officially the, and y'all, by the way, that was from the Old Farmer's Almanac. Big Fatty, what about the new farmers? Or there aren't any new farmers these days. Oh, okay. So y'all, I know there's some of you that don't care for fall, but Big Fatty loves it, and so enjoy it for Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 22th of
September,
y'all, we have a very, very, very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, a longtime listener of the little show, she's up there in the Delaware, y'all, she's oftentimes on the Mr. Tim Kumal little show. In fact, you heard her at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, she's the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal show. Y'all, we're talking about none other than the one and only Francie 57. Big Freddy, we love Francie 57. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Francie 57 on the social medias, wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope she gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Well, everyone, I just wanted to record a few things that happened before we headed out on Saturday morning. Y'all watched the Big Brother, but I watched it Friday evening because we went and saw Beauty and the Beast, the stage program production, and y'all, it was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And, y'all, the one thing that I forgot to mention to you is in my dream about the Price is Right and the piggy booties and all, y'all, they had asked me to become the new announcer for the Price is Right. Big Fatty, that's definitely a dream. For right. I got my new microwave radar range installed, and it's just lovely. Granny and Durwood stopped by. Durwood gave me one last shave of the head, and y'all, I've been spending the evening watching Big Brother as I was packing, and y'all, we're ready to get on the road. Yes, Big Fatty, with Charles Carroll. No, with Steve Hartman. Yes, that's the one. But y'all, it's time for Disney Talk. Big Fatty! Well, everyone, we are here in Jacksonville, Florida. We have just finished a lovely, just a lovely supper with Flo and the Nip and Granny and myself. Y'all, there were pictures. There were pictures taken. We went to a fancy-swancy restaurant. It's called, what was it called, Granny? Okay, well, that's what it was called. Oh, it's right here in my fancy folder here that said that we were eating tonight at the Cowford Chop House. Y'all, it was delicious. And y'all had pictures made, and the guy took the pictures. And y'all, Big Fatty looked like Jabba the Hutt. Needless to say, that was it was not lovely at all. But we'll just take it back a little bit. Granny is here with me. Say hey, Granny.
Hey, Granny.
Y'all, we left. Granny got to the villa about what was it? A little after 8 a.m.
Yeah.
About 8:15 a.m. in the morning, and then we went and picked up the Nip Y'all, then we were off to the Whole Foods, because y'all had to send a couple of things back to the Lesbyterian Delivery Service. They sent me the wrong things, Big Fatty. And we made a stop there and got a little pastry, and then we were on our way and headed south. And y'all, of course, had to stop at the Stew Pot at the Georgia state line when we said farewell to our South Kakalaki governor. You know, that's Foghorn Leghorn. The Scoons, yes. And so y'all, then we went on further down to Brunswick, Georgia, where we stopped at the Bucky's. Y'all, it was the first time for the Nip and Granny and myself. Granny, what'd you think? Okay, great. We did a little shopping. And got us a sandwich for lunch. Big Fatty had the sliced brisket sandwich and some dill pickle flavored potato sticks. And y'all, they had Canada Dry ginger ale on tap. Y'all, it was lovely, just lovely, I tell you. And from there, we headed further south. And of course, y'all, as you all know, when you reach Flow Rider, you have to stop at the Welcome Center for them to ask you grapefruit or orange. Granny, what did you have?
Grapefruit.
Y'all, bless his heart, he couldn't remember. And so you have to go let them in. And y'all, Flo and the Nip are about to enter the studio, and we stopped there. Granny and I had grapefruit juice, and the Nip had orange juice. And then we headed on. We got into the motel, and by the way, say hi, Flo.
Hi, Flo.
Say hi, Nip.
Oh yeah, he's super masculine. Yeah, bro.
Y'all, then we went to Flo's house, and y'all, she's got a lovely home. First time Big Fatty had been there, and so y'all, by the way, the air conditioner's running in the background. If you hear a whirling sound, either that or that's the Nip's stomach whirling. We're not quite sure yet. Y'all, they've come over here to the podcast studio to set up our Magic Bands Plus. But y'all, before we went to Flo's house, y'all, you know that microhoist that Gay Country West had recommended? Y'all plugged it into the new computer, dead as a doornail. And so we had to go by the Best Buy before we went to Flo's house. So y'all, I have a brand new microhoist, and what?
So what'd you get her fanny pack? We didn't know you were doing the podcast, so we came over to see.
Well, that's fine. I'm almost done. And got to Flo's house, and then y'all, we had the presentation of the surprise boxes, and Granny, want to tell them a few of the things that were in the surprise boxes?
We got a foldable
cup. Okay.
And we got a phone case.
Right, a case to keep your phone waterproof.
And we got Halloween
tickets and name tags.
Fanny pack.
We got
ears.
They got Mickey Mouse ears for the gay crema party. And y'all, they light up the ears. Oh, y'all, everybody got a Mickey Mouse. Did you try your shirt on, Flo?
I'm a shy.
She's going shy.
You don't show your boots.
Oh.
Y'all in here?
And, oh.
I don't want to see them.
Well, there you go. And, y'all, there's evidently some sort of striptease going on at the moment. But anyway, y'all, there's all kinds of things in there. There were cooling towels. There was, how does it fit? Do you need the larger one? Y'all, these are men's shirts, so I didn't know if they would fit flow or not. So anyway, we're having a fashion show now, y'all, and we got some shoe covers so our feet wouldn't get wet. Y'all, there were ponchos, there were drying cloths, a rechargeable fan, some cooling towels. Did I mention that there was hand sanitizer? And y'all, it was lovely. And y'all, then of course there's a folder. There's a folder with the daily schedules on it. And y'all, so here we are. And I'll tell you, Sunday morning at let me just check the schedule here. Check out, load luggage, and depart by 7:30 a.m. in the morning. So y'all, we'll see if that happens, because we probably won't. And y'all, we're heading to the Typhoon Lagoon Water Park, where there's a surprise waiting for everyone there. And but they hadn't checked the schedules yet, but they will. And so we're getting ready to set up our magic bands, y'all. Sunday night, we're heading to the Yachtsman Steakhouse for supper with Daniel Biba and Zach. And y'all, it's gonna be lovely. It's gonna be just lovely. And let's see, was there anything that we needed to report on the trip down, Granny? I don't I'm sure. Yeah, we had to get Flo a hat at Bucky's, so that was good. And y'all, I'm just gonna stop it right there and pick up with a little bit more about what happened Sunday. Well, y'all, it is late Sunday night, almost Monday morning. And Granny and I are here. We're at the Poop Century. And I think that's a good name for the motel. Because, y'all, if there's anything, we are pooped. And, y'all, we had a nice drive down from Jacksonville to Orlando. Now, y'all, of course, there was a nip incident. His magic band vanished, and he was blaming it on gangs of youths, and everybody else couldn't find it, searched the motel in Jacksonville, and his luggage and everything else, and y'all, just couldn't be found. As you might guess, there's an update to that that follows. But, y'all, I'm just going to have to tell you about all of that and our day at Typhoon Lagoon tomorrow. Oh, okay, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday, y'all. We've had a little bit of a change of plans. We're so tired. We're not going to the Animal Kingdom on Monday morning. We're gonna sleep in. And y'all, we're all just worn out from the water park. We did have a lovely supper with that Daniel Biba and Ryan. Big Fatty, who's Ryan? Well, we'll tell you about that on tomorrow's little show as well. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Mr. Tim Kumal show. And Tim and Francie, anything to say?
I live out in the country, the way Big Fatty spells it.
Oh, what? Yes, we know how Big Fatty spells it. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.